This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Colorado law that bans so-called abortion pill reversal treatments has overcome a significant hurdle. That's because the Colorado Medical Board determined that the procedure is not standard medical practice. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The board's rule was a critical step before the first in the nation ban could go into effect. Dr. Roland Flores is the president of the Colorado Medical Board.
By saying that it is not the generally accepted standard of practice, and as such will investigate it, as honestly our only means of enforcing any of these rules is to investigate it.
The ban won't take effect just yet and is likely to be challenged in court by abortion reversal providers who claim the law violates their constitutional rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver airport has permanently shut down its last oil well. DIA once made millions of dollars from nearly 70 oil and gas wells on its property. But airport CEO Phil Washington says DIA has embraced a more sustainable vision.
What we wanted to do was, you know, as I said 2 years ago, be the greenest airport in the world. And that was part of getting there, plugging those abandoned oil wells.
A recent audit found many of those wells actually cost the airport money. And the Denver Broncos are in the Bay Area today to take on the San Francisco 49ers for a preseason matchup. Kickoff is at 6:30. This is CPR News and KRCC.